because we have thousands of plots all over the place. We're not always sure exactly when we need to make the measurement. It depends on kind of how the crop is growing. And so drones have been kind of fit that perfect niche for us for scalability. So we're almost at the point where every research station that we have and has access now to drone technology do imaging as kind of a standard way that we do field testing and field phenotyping. And I can say I'm winning on my battle against the 1-9 scores. So lots of those scores where we would go out and take disease score or standability, lodging scores or staggering scores, all these measurements that it's very hard to make a measurement by eye, and so we would just kind of bin them into different good, bad, and okay. We're now able to take images, process those images through a pipeline, an analytical pipeline, and then we come out with really a very objective percentage of that plot that is green, or the area of the leaf area of that plot, just like I did in my dissertation. Those are now kind of standard measurements that we make, and so it's kind of helped build up within our breeding pipeline that the use of drones as a standard phenotyping tool, so that we can get to better measurements, better decisions, and then hopefully better products.